Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster rate at the end of last year. The economy grew at an annual rate of 0.4% in the October-December quarter. That was slightly better than the previous estimate of 0.1% growth. The revision reflected stronger business investment and export sales. Meanwhile, a leading international economy body says the global economy is beginning to rebound, but Europe is lagging. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development expects growth to accelerate in Japan and the U.S. in the first half of 2013, and an interim assessment that focused on the group of seven leading industrial economies. The OECD says that the European Central Bank needs to do more to encourage banks to lend and economies to grow. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending March 21st. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 21.3, next year, 9.1. Corn this year, 11.6, next year, 0.7, and soybeans this year, 2.4, and next year, 22.3. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 14,535. It's up almost 10 points. The NASDAQ 3255 is down 0.5 point, and the S&P 500 is 1562, and it is down 0.25 point. A quick programming note, today is a USDA reporting day. At 11 o'clock this morning, USDA will release its perspective plannings report, as well as its quarterly grain stock report. We will have coverage about those reports during the marketing day while the markets are still open. At 12:20 this afternoon, our analyst will be Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. But right now, let's take a look at agricultural weather with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Precipitation across the Midwest over this coming weekend is not likely to be all that great, and there will be an opportunity for some drying to occur across the region, but the temperatures will stay cool enough to restrict that process. We do need to see warmer weather occur across the region and a continuation of limited precipitation to firm the soil and raise soil temperatures so that we can get out and work the fields. Unfortunately, there's at least one more round of significant cooling coming up for the Midwest. This will likely take place as we get into the early part of next week. Until then, though, it will be a little bit warmer this weekend. We expect to see temperatures rise from today's chilly 40 and 50 degree readings to temperatures that will likely be in the 50s and 60s across many southern portions of the Midwest as we move forward into the Saturday-Sunday time period, especially on Sunday. We'll look for the warm-up, though, to be abbreviated by a cold front that will cut through the region as we move forward through the early part of next week. Already on Sunday, colder air will be present across the Dakotas and portions of Minnesota, pushing downward across a larger portion of the western Corn Belt. On Monday afternoon, the high temperatures will be limited to the 30s and 40s again across a big part of the Midwest. And once again, we may see a new risk of frost and freezes in some of the southwest plains and a portion of the northern Delta. The coldest weather will likely occur as we go from Monday into Tuesday of next week. Monday morning, low temperatures in the southwestern U.S. plains will possibly be in the teens and 20s, but there should be some snow that will fall across a part of that region ahead of the coldest temperatures to help protect some of the winter wheat crop from additional damage. For the northern Delta, the coldest weather will likely occur as we move forward into the day on Tuesday, and Tuesday morning's lows may get down into the upper 20s and lower 30s again across a part of that region. That may not be enough to cause any permanent crop damage, but certainly some damage to the vegetative development will be possible. After we get through this cold surge during the early part of next week, we should start a more consistent period of warming that will likely raise soil temperatures a little better as we finish out the week next week and go into the following weekend. But there will be a possibility of a larger storm system coming in shortly after that that will bring a lot greater amount of precipitation across the Midwest. Well, getting back here to the near-term forecast, it looks as though precipitation this weekend will be restricted, but we will see a disorganized frontal boundary bring some precipitation across the western Corn Belt as we move from Friday night into Sunday. And that precipitation will become a little better organized as it moves through the eastern Midwest as we move from Saturday into Sunday. Eventually, we'll likely see a fairly large portion of the eastern Midwest picking up on a tenth to around 5/10 of an inch of moisture, with some local totals maybe as high as 3/4 of an inch. The cold surge that I mentioned before will come through shortly after that, Sunday into Monday. It will come with some light snow and snow flurry activity across a fair amount of the Midwest. Most of the accumulative snow should occur in the High Plains region from Wyoming down into Colorado and maybe a part of the Texas Panhandle, and that's one of the reasons why there may be some protection to the winter wheat crop there against the colder weather that will occur early in the week. In the meantime, though, moisture content in this frontal boundary as it comes through the Midwest will only vary upwards to a couple tenths of an inch. That's why I said at the beginning of the broadcast that precipitation across the region will probably be somewhat lighter than normal for this time of the year, but it's the cool weather that will likely restrict the amount of drying that we occur across the region. The next bigger storm system will actually develop in the plains at the end of next week or in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, and that could start a period of greater precipitation for the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. May wheat, 775, up 1. July, 779 and 3/4, up 3/4. In Chicago, May wheat at 737 and 3/4, up 1. July, 737, up 1. May corn, 733 and 3/4, down 1.5. December, 567 and a half, now 3/4, down 3.25. May soybeans, 1450 and a half, down 3.25. November, 1274 and a half, down 3.75, now down 4. May soybean meal, 422.90, down 20. May soybean oil, 50.59, now 60, down 22. April live cattle, 127.62 and a half, up 27 and a half. March feeders, 135.45, up 17 and a half. And April lean hogs at 80.05, down 2.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Let's start with wheat today because it is the one commodity showing some strength. I guess the drought monitor might have had something to do with it, and maybe export sales today?
I think the export sales looked awfully good. The drought monitor may have, but there's an awful lot of talk now that the delta, with these cold temperatures that slumped all the way down into the delta, the soft red winter wheat in the delta may have been hurt, and the hard red winter wheat in the southern plains may have been hurt. Certainly Texas, West Texas and Oklahoma Panhandle wheat wasn't in very good shape, and this may have been the blow that took it out. The question's going to be, will we continue to feed wheat? And we've been feeding both soft red and hard red winter wheat. Those numbers ought to show up on this grain stocks report at 11 o'clock.
Speaking of which, it has been a fairly muted week in terms of volatility. Does that pick up after 11 today?
Oh, it may pick up. It certainly will pick up for the first 5 minutes as the button pushers, the computer-generated guys, work through this report. And they do it strictly on the headlines at the outset. So I think this quiet bias ahead of the report could end up with some volatility. May not have to last too terribly long unless USDA comes out with a huge surprise.
And they have surprised the trade in the last couple of years regarding corn.
They have. Last 2 years we saw limit up moves, and right now we've got 40-cent limits on the corn. The spreads look pretty darn bullish on the old crop corn. So it's hard for me to think that this quarterly stocks will show 5 billion bushels left. I think we're probably less than that. Whether USDA will put out a lower number is up for grabs.
And the average trade guess for soybeans is 947 million.
Yeah, and something under a billion bushels is certainly very likely in the beans, although the spreads don't show as much tightness. That's probably reflective of a large South American crop that's been pretty slow to move to ports.
Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgReview, and she is in Morton, Illinois. The current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 737 down 1 1/4. July, 714 and a half down 1 1/2. December, at 567 and 3/4 down 3 1/4. May soybeans, 1451 and a half down 2 1/4. July, 1427 and 3/4 down 3 1/4. November, 1274 and 3/4 down 3 1/2. May soybean meal, 423 down 10. May soybean oil is 50.64 down 18. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.